From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fair to normal. Thank you very much. That's the way I like to describe it. You left us with a challenge last week, and it's a phrase that I always have to remind myself how to define it in order to be able to play the game. We had to do a spoonerism.
Right.
Repeat the challenge and explain what it was that we were supposed to do.
Well, a spoonerism, you know, is a kind of wordplay where you switch the initial consonant sounds of one phrase to make another. For example, right lane is a spoonerism of light rain. And the puzzle was to think of a familiar two-word phrase, five letters in each word, that names an article of apparel, spoonerize it, and you'll get another familiar two-word phrase, also five letters in each word, that means burst of energy. What phrases are these?
Okay, and it's an interesting answer. What was it?
Well, the article of apparel is a sport shirt. Spoonerize that and you get a short spurt.
Interesting. Well, we had about 700 listeners who came up with the correct answer, and our winner selected from those correct answers is Tom Benedict, and he joins us from Salt Lake City, Utah. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Leanne.
What do you do there in Salt Lake City?
I work for a nonprofit organization that is dedicated to raptor conservation, and we do education programs and focus on eagles, hawks, and falcons, and that kind of thing.
Have you been playing the puzzle a long time?
Oh, yeah, for many years, and I'm really pleased to be on the show this week.
Oh, well, so I don't have to ask you if you're ready to play.
Oh, I'm ready.
Okay. Well, Will, please meet Tom. Let's play.
Hi, Tom. I like your answer. I like that you're ready to play. And there's a lot of interest in today's puzzle. That's because every answer is a familiar two-word phrase containing the consecutive letters INT, which is how interest is abbreviated on a bank statement. And specifically, the first word of the phrase will end in IN, and the second word will start T.
Okay.
For example, if I said a place to grab discount items at a sale, you would say bargain table.
Okay.
All right, number one is what a railroad runs on.
Train track.
Is right. Number two, a group of very smart advisors.
Brain trust.
Yes. A very sharp change of direction, as on a mountain road.
Something turn.
Yeah, what kind? Very sharp. Comes back on itself.
Hairpin. Yeah.
There you go. Hairpin
Thank
turn.
You,
good.
Man.
What Denver residents set their clocks on?
Mountain time.
I think that's what you set your clocks
that's
on,
correct.
Too. Good. A decathlon event with a spear.
Javelin throw.
Good. A baking pan with cup-like molds.
Muffin tin.
Excellent. Author of Future Shock.
Oh, boy.
Trivia.
Yeah, you're going to help me out on this one, Leanne.
All right. Alvin Toffler.
Alvin Toffler. Right. Good job, Leanne. Extra charge the government imposes on cigarettes, alcohol, etc.
Syntax,
right? Good facial cream can improve it.
Skin tone.
Good. Start of a football game.
Coin toss.
Mr. Chip's profession in Goodbye, Mr. Chips.
Latin teacher.
Latin teacher, good. Browned slice of bread with bits of fruit.
Raisin toast.
Uh-huh. Capital of the Lone Star State.
Austin, Texas.
Uh-huh. Where to take a car to watch a movie.
Drive-in theater.
Good. SeaWorld employee who uses a hoop.
Dolphin trainer.
Dolphin trainer is right. Tender ends of a steak.
Sirloin tips.
Sirloin tips, good. And your last one, you might take one to stop a headache.
Aspirin tablet.
Aspirin tablet. Tom, you are great.
My
All right. well,
goodness,
thank you.
You are a puzzle player.
I'm surprised I got the one with the meat because I'm a vegetarian.
Oh, well, there you go. What's just wordplay.
Yeah.
It's not breakfast, lunch, or dinner. And for playing our puzzle today, you're going to get a Weekend Edition lapel pin to wear proudly, as well as the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2, and the New York Times Will Short's favorite Sunday crossword puzzles from St. Martin's Press. Tom Benedict, what's your public radio station?
I listen to three, KBYU in Provo, KCPW in Park City, and I'm a member of KUER at the University of Utah.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that's great. Tom Benedict in Salt Lake City, Utah. Thanks a lot for playing the puzzle with us today.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Will, I'm sure you have a challenge for us to work on for the next week. What is it?
Well, it comes from listener Richard Panofsky of Rehoboth, Massachusetts. Name two creatures, one very tiny, the other one large. Take the first three letters of the name of the tiny creature and move them to the front of the name of the large creature. The result will spell two world capitals. What are they? So again, two creatures, one very tiny, one large. Take the first three letters of the tiny creature, transfer them to the front of the large creature. The result will spell two world capitals. What are they?
Oh, my. When you have the answer to this one, email us. Our emails for puzzle entries go to puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please, and our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and we'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. There's also information on our website at npr.org. Will, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Leanne.